Seem, Mother? Hamlet spoke sharply. This is not an act. Anyone can cry and pretend to be sad, but the pain I have inside is real. This is not pretending. Claudius stepped in. Hamlet, mourning will not bring the dead back to life. You must move on and accept me as your father. If you do, I'll love you like a son. King Claudius smiled again and put his arm around the young prince's shoulders. Hamlet twisted away in disgust, but said nothing. Our dear son Hamlet has agreed to remain here in Denmark, the king announced. Now let's all celebrate.
Okay, let's review this chapter. Claudius calls a big meeting of his family and advisors. He talks about his marriage to Gertrude and his plans to defend Denmark. Everybody cheers, except Hamlet. He's angry that Claudius married his mother, and he gets even angrier when he thinks about how Claudius is forcing him to stay in Denmark. Let's read the heads up at the bottom of the page. It says, King Claudius smiles a lot. Is he as nice as he wants people to think? What does Hamlet think? Well, we know what Hamlet thinks. He doesn't think Claudius is very nice. And I think Hamlet has a point. It's really not very nice the way Claudius thinks Hamlet should just get over his father's death. And it was interesting that Claudius told everyone Hamlet agreed to stay in Denmark, even though Hamlet says Claudius forced him to stay. I wonder why Claudius won't let Hamlet leave. Let's start chapter 3 at the top of page 15.